We talked about the ski fields relatively recently and the ongoing scrap in the North Island to try and get something sorted out there. But then we've got the debate over what to do with the Tongariro Chateau as well, because that's not sorted. It's been empty since the start of last year, and now we've got the bill. Taxpayers are footing $2.2 million a year annually. It's not doing anything. It's not going anywhere. Now, the Ruapehu Mayor, of course, is Weston Curtin, who is back with us. Weston, morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Mike.
Last time I paid attention to this, there seemed to be a bit of interest from people who could do something with it. Has that gone away?
I would say there's still a list of people that can be contacted, Mike, that'd be interested in this this building. It's just a matter of the willingness of government to, in my view, sleep at the wheel over this whole issue of the chateau, and we need it to resolve pretty quickly because it affects our economy in the Ruapehu district, and we want to get on with the job.
What do they need to do?
Well, obviously, there's issues around concessions, around how we can resolve the seismic reports that are out there. That's a willingness from the government to do that, and I think we need to get around the table and actually discuss that and get a timeline as to when we can get on and resolve those outstanding issues with the previous owners. And, of course, you know, talk with local iwi, talk with some of the stakeholders around and get on with the job.
How many stakeholders are there, and does it get as complicated as the ski field business?
I think there's a parallel there, Mike. Obviously, concessions, these World Heritage Park, we've got to respect. We've got to respect the fact that the building is in disrepair. But to spend that sort of money on an annual basis is just not acceptable. And we can buy a lot of paint and a lot of ladders to get this job done. But yes, there are people interested in this, as I understand it. I've had them contact me from, you know, people around the world, in fact, that are interested. So that's we know that fact. It's just resolving some of the outstanding issues that are from previous administration.
Sure. Okay, break it down for me. Of the hurdles facing it, whether it be the earthquake strengthening, finding an actual buyer, whether it's cost effective to actually run as a going concern, local iwi, dock, all of those sort of things, what are the major hurdles? What are the, you know, top to bottom?
I would say the minister has control over the concession issue and negotiating with local iwi, for example, to get a business plan in place. I think that's the hurdle. I think there's a willingness from external funders to come in there and actually pay some of the bills to get it up and running. I think there's the mechanics of it on the World Heritage Park. In fact, get that over the line, and I think we can do business.
Good. Does it dovetail in with the skiing, or could it stand alone? If the skiing went, you know, belly up tomorrow, would you still have a facility that could work?
Oh, this has got a worldwide interest. A lot of people come just deliberately to experience the chateau. It's a business on its own. It's a hotel, course, and of course links in with other hotels around. It's about 30% of our bed nights in the Ruapehu District Council area. So it's a significant attraction, as you can appreciate. Standalone business, but nevertheless, the ski fields does add value to that as well.
All right, you have a good weekend, Weston. Always good to have you on the program. Appreciate at Weston Curtin, the Ruapehu Mayor.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.